Hey, Warners, this is your warning that the following episode of Women Your Mother Warned You About went a bit rogue from the beginning. You know, one of those episodes where we started the show before we started the show, you know, we were recording and then things happened. So put on your big girl panties and buckle up for the ride with Rachel Pitts, Keith Walters, and yours truly, Gina Tremarco. Hey, Warners, welcome to another episode of Women Your Mother Warned You About. I am Gina Tremarco, Master Sales Trainer and Master Improv Trainer at Sales Gravy.
And I'm Rachel Pitts, Mommy Wifey, Mortgage Loan Officer at U.S. Mortgage, and creator of Your Ultra Fit Lifestyle.
And standing in for Keith Walters is...
Doug Branson. Hello, ladies.
That was fun. He's our producer extraordinaire.
That was my Keith impression.
That was a really good Keith impression.
Good.
Keith is out buying cranberry sauce.
He's buying cranberry sauce.
Real cranberry sauce, or is it you're just run-of-the-mill standard in the can cranberry sauce?
I don't know. He's probably
out in like the cranberry fields with waiters on, getting this one by one, plucking them like, this is such an organic experience.
Looking
like
it over
so
like
beautiful. We rode our bikes out here.
Looking it over like it's an apple to make sure that it's...
It's correct. Mm-hmm. I actually have been to Cranberry World where they
There's such a thing.
My parents, when I was at the Boston Ballet Summer Program one year, and my parents came to pick me up and we drove home. So it's somewhere between Boston and Virginia is Cranberry World. Like by the
Cranberry Lane.
Who's the people that make all the cranberry juice?
Yeah, those people.
Them. It's fascinating.
Welch's? No, they do grape juice.
No.
I'll look it up.
No, anyway.
Anyways.
You look it up. Anyways, this is our Thanksgiving episode. Attitude of gratitude. Drum roll, please. There we go. Awesome.
Ocean spray.
Thank you. That's the one.
Oh, my goodness. Thank goodness I can sleep better now. So I thought it'd be fun to do just a quick little episode on gratitude to be like, was everybody else like, what are you grateful for? It's November. No offense, because I know you're doing a gratitude thing, Rachel. I just like, let's be grateful all year. Not that you're not, but there are those people, maybe some of the Karens, that, oh, it's November. I'm going to get out my jar and every day I'm going to write down a gratitude and put it in the jar. And at the end of the month, I'll have all these gratitudes to look at. That's the voice I hear in my head when I see those things posted on Facebook.
Well, I will admit that I started out strong in this gratitude challenge that I've been in, but this week I've been at a standstill because all of it is gratitude. Like, it's all future oriented of like gratitude for your future self. And it's got me really thinking like so hard about, so I haven't actually actively participated this week because of all the future stuff. But boy, am I grateful for my past and present. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. I had gotten into this habit and then fell out of it of tracking the gratitudes, you know, based on the people are like, what? Because we haven't talked about the Pussy Book in a while, but Pussy, a Reclamation, Regina Thomashauer has this exercise of what your things you're grateful for, your desires and your... I forget now.
Brags.
The brags, the Trinity. So I had been tracking all of those, my gratitudes every day. And I found myself like writing down the same things a lot for gratitude. And I've actually written a couple things down today. But the thing that I noticed is that I'm no longer tracking it because I have actually retrained my brain to recognize them in the moment. And the second that something happens, I'm practicing that gratitude right there in that moment to recognize it and give it focus and attention. And I think that's made a really big difference, even though I'm not writing it down. And this came to me yesterday. I got a phone call from somebody that wanted me to do something for the city of Myrtle Beach. And I was like so distracted, and I knew I could be like distracted with her. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I am looking for my damn car keys. I have been walking in circles for 10 minutes. I'm like, I don't know where they are. I'm like, when I unloaded the car, and I'm like, I'm literally like talking to myself, but talking to her. I'm like, I'm just running laps here. She's, and then of course she's trying to be helpful. What do you think you locked them in the car? I'm like, no, because the car doesn't allow me to do that. I'm like, maybe it's in the garbage can. Maybe I'm gonna, and I'm like, literally, I'm on the phone with this woman doing this whole thing. And she's like, well, by the end of the conversation, I'm like, I'm so sorry. You called for a reason, not to hear about my scatterbrain. And we got business done. And she's like, well, I hope you find your keys. And I'm like, well, hey, if I don't, I got in a lot of steps. And she goes, you are so good at silver linings. And I have actually, I was like, you know what? I have actually retrained my brain to like go there immediately. Like I immediately, the moment something goes awry, I literally go to like the positive side of it. And I think that's what pushes me and motivates me, where I no longer have to like write down the gratitude. And then when you have that gratitude and you're grateful, it becomes part of the law of attraction that like more greatness shows up, because you're just in that mindset to accept abundance despite like a couple trips along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Do comment, please. Either one of you.
I'm just taking it in. I was thinking this morning, I knew that we were going to talk about gratitude, and I was thinking like, all the things, grateful for my daughter and my wonderful husband. And I don't know, but really what I'm so, so, so grateful for. So it's 2020. And in 2010, that was the year that I got sick. That was the year that my Crohn's disease developed. And it was a really hard year, followed by several really hard years. And having been a dancer and an athlete my whole life up to that point, I had my health taken away from me. And having your health, as you know well, Gina, having your health mm-hmm. taken away from you is a big deal, because suddenly you just can't do any of the things that you enjoy or want to do. And there was a pretty long period of time where I was not well. And then I made a conscious decision to claw my way out of it however I had to, and figure out. And my doctors were pretty frustrated, because I was like, no, I don't accept the fact that I have to feel this bad for the rest of my life, because that was kind of the deal. They were like, sorry, you're just gonna feel terrible for the rest of your life. And I'm like, no, I don't choose that. And so that's actually how I got really into fitness. I mean, I'd been into fitness for my whole life, but I got really into fitness because it's such a great pathway to improving your life on so many levels. And as I struggled to get my health in order, including my nutrition and my fitness, I started feeling better. And now in 2020, currently in the best shape of my entire life, down to the point where my hairdresser today was feeling my hair like, whatever you're doing, just keep doing it. Your hair feels so amazing. Like my ends of my hair feel amazing is how well my health is doing right now. And I'm just so grateful for the struggle, that particular struggle, and the struggles, the other struggles of my past that have made me into the person that I am. And I believe that becoming resilient and becoming, as you said, Gina, someone who seeks a silver lining in all things, made me into a person that attracted the life that I have right now. Like I went, just had a wonderful weekend in Asheville with my husband. And I was like, I said to him, we were sitting in this fucking amazing spa, like you wouldn't believe. And I looked at him and I'm like, I'm so grateful for you, because I would never be able to do these kind of things if I hadn't have met you. I just wouldn't. Let's face it. And he's like, aw, yeah, you would. I'm like, no, I wouldn't. And I'm just so grateful for him. And likewise, he's great for me, because I'm good for him in some ways too. But like, I think that my struggles made me into the person that attracted the life that I have now. And I've got a lot to be grateful for right now. And I think sometimes we, and I've done it too, we get a little bogged down by our struggles and forget that the struggles are forging us in fire to become stronger so that we're ready for the abundance that you just mentioned. Because if you aren't, if you're not humbled a bit by struggle, then you might miss the abundance. It might pass you right by, or you might not even enjoy it, or like look around at it and go, good Lord, I am so blessed right now with this.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that's beautiful. I think that's where a lot of my gratitude lies as well, is just being grateful for the people that I think maybe consciously and unconsciously surrounded myself with, both personally and in business. I started this podcasting business last year, and
oh my God, it's like our 1 year anniversary.
It's coming up, and I'm great
with you.
It's a beautiful thing. I've got you something for sure. It's right over there. It's off screen. So what's the 1 year podcasting anniversary? It's a golden mic. But I went through this journey, you know, and halfway through this pandemic happens, and I'm grateful that the people that stuck by me are my favorite people, that the people that that for one reason or another had to go were people that I certainly enjoyed and loved, but my favorite people stayed, and I'm very grateful for that.
Does that mean we're your favorite people too?
Absolutely, part of my favorite people. And because there's shows that I love to work on and shows that I love to listen to and shows that are legitimately trying to help people. That's always been at the kind of core of what I'm trying to do here is produce shows that I think legitimately want to speak to people and help them. Mm-hmm. So, I think that's where a lot of my gratitude lies. I need to do a better job, I think, of voicing that to myself and to the people I spend time with, and I think I don't know if you guys experience this as well, that it's like I get so obsessed with doing a good job and with helping people and giving them the best that I can give them that I forget to be grateful that they are even asking for that help. And so I think that's what I recognize and what I'm working on certainly next year.
That's a good one, Doug.
Hey, Warners, if you haven't had a chance to give us a rating and review, pop over to iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts, and you can leave us a rating or review there. Of course, we like 5 stars, but we're not going to beg for that. I mean, a review is probably cooler than a rating anyway, right? So pop over to do that, and now back to the show.
You know, I actually have right here a stack of Thanksgiving cards that I worked on while we were traveling over the weekend, and I've wanted to do it for a few years and just didn't get around to it. But I wrote thank you cards to all of my past clients and referral partners from this past year. And as I was doing it, I was just reliving like the experience that I had with these borrowers and with these realtors. And I really, it's a really good exercise in gratitude, because I am super grateful for each and every one of those people for bringing me business. And even the hard ones that were a struggle, like, I'm glad that I learned what I learned through that. So if you're looking for a way to feel more gratitude, then go out and get you some cards and write some thank you notes, because it just, you can't help it as you're actually physically writing the words, thanking someone for whatever it is that you're thanking them for, that it creates in your heart like true gratitude, like golly.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw in a little kind of sneak peek spoiler alert. Also send, you know, maybe send thank you cards to Mean Girls.
Oh, okay. Sending.
Think about
it's not thank you for being a friend. It's thank you for being an enemy.
Thanks for being such a cunt.
Oh, I mean, our next episode, we talk about Mean Girls, and you know, the what happens with people who are mean to us and talk smack about us, and that episode coming up ends with me on a tirade at the end. And I'm so grateful for the people who have tripped me up along the way, because they taught me lessons.
Let me stop you right there. After we're done with this episode, will you be writing a thank you card to Chihuahua Lady? Because I will tell you right now, I'm not sending a thank you note to that mean girl.
You know what? I might write it out, but not mail it.
Well,
how about that? How about that? I might write it out, but not mail it, because here's the thing. Like, we've talked about this. Shit's going to happen. Things are going to go bad. What do you learn from it when you get yourself up and brush yourself off? The people who never, ever experience adversity cannot possibly succeed the way we can, because we're building a different muscle to bounce back and to see the positive. Because when you're in the middle of adversity, sometimes the only thing that saves you is your mindset that there's a positive in it. And I talk about this, one of the improv tenets, solicit failure, not just like, you know, fail forward. No, I say solicit failure, because when you look for things and you purposely break them, or you look to break them, sometimes you have to break things to get to the next point. So like when we're talking about being at the peak of something and like, what's the next peak? Sometimes you have to break some shit.
Well, and to move into a fitness realm too, sometimes we talk about certain exercise, you work to failure. And the reason you work to failure is because you're actually, when you work to failure, you're building strength to move to the next level for the next time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So
nice segue.
I think we
wait to read your letter of gratitude to Chihuahua Lady.
That's some alt. That's some alt gratitude. That'd be interesting. Do some alt gratitude. Be grateful for failure. You know, let's do some alt gratitude. Let's send some.
Yes.
Well, you know, I have to interject
the person
that I'm probably most grateful for is my first husband, who I had a very stormy relationship with. When I think about the woman that I am today and how I really am not afraid of anything, like I really am not, it's because of him. It's because of what I went through in that scenario that I'm not afraid of anything except spiders, maybe.
You're very afraid of spiders.
I am, indeed.
Especially at night in a car.
If they're in the car with me. I mean, that's legit. I'm sorry, but it is.
I mean, there were a couple gratitudes that I wrote down, and one of them, this is kind of a big, this is about to be a big to-do, a big reveal to-do for me. for this Thanksgiving episode, I'm going to do it. I am a couple weeks out from, I'm going to do it. I mean, it's going to be out soon, so I might as well do it, because I think this is important. I am grateful for my soon-to-be ex-husband, who will be an ex-husband in December. And we are at a place where I can talk about it now because we are in a good place.
Good.
We are in an amicable place. We are in a supportive place. We call each other to help each other with things. And it was a long climb to get to this point, and I'm going to try not to cry.
Well, welcome to the ex-husbands club. Let's get to working on the next ex-husband, because you're behind one on me. So,
well, I mean, you brought it up, so I'm like, I put him on the list because
it's 2-1, Rachel.
Yeah, I
need to catch up. Two sets to one.
I need to get to ex-husband number two.
It's a lot of the second one's a lot easier. I'm telling you.
Oh my gosh. But I'm extremely grateful for him in my life. And without going into, you know, every marriage has shit moments and ugly moments, and I wouldn't be where I am today had I not gone through that journey. And I'm super grateful. I am exactly where I am today because that was a piece of it, but I'm also grateful that we can be friends, even though there's a little bit of pain behind it. Still, we can be friends, and I'm grateful for that. along with many other things I'm grateful for. I'm grateful that my brother and I are talking again. That's another big one. I mean, it's sad that my mom is sick and in hospice care, but I'm grateful that we were able to come together and kind of make amends, right? Again, it's like, what are the silver linings behind everything? I'm grateful for this show. Like, we're you know, towards the end of our second season, going into a third season, and this show has been instrumental for all
I'm
of us.
I'm grateful that you guys didn't break up.
Yes.
You almost broke up, and I'm glad that we didn't have ex-podcast hosts, number one and two. But I love
I like to keep it interesting.
I love this idea of alt gratitude, you know. And listen, if there's going to be any year that we sit around our Thanksgiving tables virtually or otherwise and practice some alt gratitude, let it be this year of our Lord 2020. That has been all about having to find silver bronze linings. We had to find pantyhose linings. I mean, this is not even about silver linings.
We'll take any lining. We'll take panty linings. No.
You might need to get some panty liners because the toilet paper shortage is back, so you could wipe with one of those. They're absorbent, but not flushable, so be careful.
Yeah, be careful. But I'm super grateful for the coronavirus. I know that sounds crazy. But we've all had to make some significant life changes and adapt and deal with things that were unexpected and get pushed into an uncomfortable places to make us better people. I'm super grateful for that. What else? What else are you guys grateful for? I mean, I have a whole list. I could keep going, but I would like to share.
Go ahead. No. I'm grateful for my dog.
I have my dog on the list, too. I've got two dogs, but I'm very grateful for the rescue dog.
I was going to ask you, are you still grateful for that thing?
I am grateful for her because I... Well, she's, have you heard her? No. Nope.
Do you have a muzzle on her?
No. No, I... you know, what I had to learn with her, because I've got two dogs, the Shih Tzu, who's so well-behaved and perfect, and the Cheweenie, who is hell on wheels... but I had an aha one day. I'm like, this is a dog that was probably abused, is completely misunderstood, mm-hmm. has anxiety issues. She has to have CBD oil. I mean, she has serious anxiety issues.
Oh, so she's a stoner now. She's super happy. She's like, dude, life is cool now.
So Gina, are you saying that it's a dog your mother warned you about?
Yes, Exactly. One day I looked at her because she was at my feet and I go, I get it. You're misunderstood. Mm-hmm. Like me.
Honestly, it comes down to anybody that's overly loudmouthed and obnoxious is usually seeking love. And yes. they aren't able to find it, so they're gonna do whatever they can to at least get attention.
Yeah, and they're pushing back on anything that scares them or might abuse them or might hurt them. And so that was my big aha with her. I'm like, okay, I get it. She was put in my life for a reason, and it became a learning lesson working with her. And she has a dog trainer, more like a dog whisperer. And I said the other day, I said, you know what? She's always going to be this quirky, hot mess dog. She just is. And it really comes down to, how do I respond to her? I can get upset and get angry and yell at her, or I can come at her with love. And every time I walk by her, I stop to pet her, and she shudders every time. She's so fearful of everything. And I'm just like, I'm just going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep loving on you because that's what you need. And I get it. And so ever since then, like, I mean, she has moments of like serious anxiety where I'm like, all right, I'm going to do nothing and just let her bark her head off. And I'm going to sit here. And then eventually she calms down and she chills. Right. But I'm grateful for her because it's taught me a different kind of patience, because the Shih Tzu's so easy and like a little princess. And I'm like, I should not have to spend time. You should be a well-behaved dog, like the other dog. Well, the other dog was a designer dog. Don't hate. Okay, everybody, he wants us to take in the shelter dogs. I took one. And they're not easy. And they're a lot of work.
I have a designer dog, and I don't make any excuses or explanations. I got what I paid for.
I have a designer dog as well. Only wants Louis Vuitton. can't, you know, Prada. Hey, I think it's so beautiful, Gina, that you found, you know, you looked into this dog's eyes and you found some similarities, some things that you could connect to. Now, I will say, if the dog starts a competing podcast, then you got to get rid of it. Okay. If the similarities continue and they start competing with us, you got to get rid of it.
Dogs your mother warned you about, starring Tanner Tremarco. Yeah, that was a big aha, is to see that. And I was like, okay, I'm a hot mess too. Well, I'm like, girl, we got this. We got this together. And then she barked and went on her way. So,
anything else on your list?
Sales Gravy. I mean, duh. Can't talk enough about Jeb Blunt and Sales Gravy and that team and working there and up in my game. And I love, 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 love what I do so much. It's ridiculous. And I never thought I would love it this much to, like, yeah, let's close down my business and do this. I'm in love.
Oh,
those are my mains. Those are my mains.
Yeah, I'm really grateful for the show, for the audience that you two have worked so hard to build and nourish. All the people that follow us on Facebook, it's so amazing, and respond to the content. I would love to hear from some of the listeners what they're thankful for. I'd love to hear some alt gratitudes from some of the listeners on Facebook.com/womanyourmotherwarnedyouabout, and maybe we can share those on a future show.
Yes.
And lastly, I am grateful for all of the wonderful guests that we've had on our podcast over the last couple of years that have taken time out of their busy schedules, some of them very, very busy schedules, to meet with us and to offer their content to our listeners. And it's been a really wonderful experience meeting each and every one of them, even the ones that I was like, oh, God, who's this boring person? But then they never turned out to be boring.
No one's ever boring.
I can't remember a boring episode.
No, never. And we learn a lot from them, not just our listeners. Like, ooh, there's always a nugget, and I think it's made us better humans and better professionals and all the things.
And I'm thankful for Ocean Spray.
Especially Cran Grape. That one's my favorite.
Really?
Oh. Yes. Huh. I might go get some. Actually, I can't get any this week because there's too many carbs. But
I like Cran Lemonade.
Ooh, I've never even heard of that.
I don't know if it's an Ocean Spray brand, but it's good. I'm just putting it out there. Do we have any other gratitudes or alt gratitudes?
I'm completely out. I'm grateful for this space that I got to dump all of my alt grats and grats. Hashtag alt grats.
Well, we're grateful to have you on this episode with us today on this Thanksgiving.
Thank you. I'm grateful for Keith buying cranberry sauce and allowing me this platform to get off a few jokes.
Full circle. Fabulous. All right. Any other last words before we wrap up this Thanksgiving episode?
If you're wondering who Keith Walters is, then you can check out womenyourmotherwarnedyouabout.com and maybe see a picture and find out how to contact him on LinkedIn, because that's about the only place he lurks. We love him. And for all information about where to find Gina and I, and listen to our past fantastic episodes with amazing guests, you can visit womenyourmotherwarnedyouabout.com.
Awesome. And if you've loved this episode or any of our episodes, do the gift of giving on Thanksgiving and share the episode. I don't know what Rachel is showing on the video. Some weird thing. But share this episode or any of our episodes with your friends and colleagues. And if you haven't given us a rating and review, hop over to iTunes or wherever you get your podcast to give us a rating and review. We'd appreciate that. But some of us have turkey to eat and some some of us are in peak week and not eating. So
what? Turkey is one of the best lean meats. Everybody's giving me that shit. Like, oh, you don't get to eat. I'm like, I'm going to eat a boatload of turkey and probably sweet potatoes, but really no pie.
Some of us are going to go eat turkey, mashed potatoes and
Saturday,
pie.
I'm throwing down. If you'd like to come to the throwdown on Saturday night, that's my throwdown.
All right. Well, when this episode airs, I'll be eating turkey and mashed potatoes. So you eat yours on Saturday. Have a great competition. Doug, have a great Thanksgiving. Warners, have a great Thanksgiving. We are the women your mother warned you about. Plus, Doug, we're out.
Bye, ladies.
Bye, Doug.
This really will get serious soon.
Yeah, it doesn't have to. I don't think anybody wants it to be serious.
Women Your Mother Warned You About is a Pod About It production. You've got a great idea. Let's pod about it. Visit podaboutit.com for more information.
Woof, woof. Monkey, monkey.